And I want to begin by, let us turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 6 and 7. Let me know when you're there. First Peter 5, 6, and 7. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That is the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. And let me give you a little content here. Peter, the Apostle Peter, the one that denied the Lord three times, right? He denied the Lord. But what a powerful man of God after the Lord resurrected from the dead and he came to visit Peter. Peter, what a powerful man of God. He was the one that God used to begin Pentecost. That's when the church was established, through Peter. Amen. And Peter wrote these words to believers and who were experiencing at the time persecution, pressure, and even uncertainty, right? And if we look at our lives today, we look at the world today, I don't think much has changed, has it?
No.
The church is still going through persecution all over the world, even in the United States. There's persecution made even on social media. People coming against pastors and ministers and members of the church. You know, I mean, the list goes on. There are life pressures. We got life pressures with our families, at our jobs, in ministry. I mean, the list goes on. And we can definitely say there are uncertainties in this world. Look at all these missiles that are going off and flights that are crashing even. Just devastation all over the world. Okay? So we are definitely living in very difficult times. And the people, when Peter wrote this letter, when he wrote this epistle, people were living in difficult times back then too. And the people were carrying heavy burdens. And I don't know about you, but today, many of us are still carrying heavy burdens. And if we are honest this morning, many of us know what it feels like to carry heavy burdens too, just like the people that Peter was preaching to and ministering to. For many of us, we're carrying family burdens. For many of us, we're carrying financial pressures. For many of us, we're still carrying emotional wounds. For some of us, we are carrying ministry responsibilities. Some of us are carrying silent worries that nobody else knows about. Am I speaking to somebody today? I know this word is speaking to me. Yeah. And this word has spoken to me. Okay? But the word of God always comes with good news.
Amen.
And the word is saying today that you and I don't have to carry it all alone.
Amen.
So this morning, God is inviting us. He's making an invitation to you and I this morning to humble ourselves under his mighty hand and release every burden that you are carrying into his care. Amen? It's an invitation that the Lord is making to us today. And Peter, in this part, he begins by saying, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. So we're going to break these two verses today. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. So notice that word humble. Notice that your humility is something that we have to do voluntarily. Peter is saying, humble yourselves, meaning be intentional about it. Volunteer yourself to humble yourself down. Because when other people humble us, that isn't humility. That is humiliation. So there is a difference between humility and humiliation. Humiliation is something that is done for us. Humility is something that we do voluntarily. Amen. And Proverbs, you don't need to go there, but in Proverbs 15:33, well, maybe we should go there. It's the Word of God, right? Let's go there. Proverbs. Let's go there. 15:33. Let's read the Word. In Proverbs 15:33, it says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Okay? So what this verse is saying, that the way up in God's kingdom is down. Before honor is humility. And most people want honor, but very few people perceive humility as the way to obtain it. Correct? How many people we know that want to fly to the top, but yet refuse to humble themselves? And they just want to do it in a carnal way, in a fleshly way. Well, that's not humility. And humility is exactly the opposite, the way the carnal mind works here, how you want to just, people want honor without humbling themselves. That's exactly how the world views it, right? But in these verses, that's not what Paul is saying. Paul is saying we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Meaning, we got to do it His way. We got to do it the way the Lord Jesus did. He humbled Himself before the Lord, Father God. And the Word says that when we do humble ourselves, that it is God, only God, that will exalt us. So it takes humility to accept God's promotion, too. You want to be promoted at work? You need to humble yourself. You want to be promoted in leadership? You need to humble yourself. Mm-hmm. You want to be seen in your family? You need to humble yourself. Amen?
Yeah.
Because the opposite of humility is pride. And we all know that pride comes before destruction. As fast as you go up, right, in honor, if you do it outside of God's will and outside of humility, that's as fast as you can come right down. And that honor will be taken away from you. Amen? Hallelujah. There is a due or appropriate time for God to exalt you and I. But we need to wait patiently for God's timing. Amen. The Word of God says in Galatians 6:9 that in due season you will reap a harvest. You will reap what you've been sowing into. Amen. In due season, at the right appointed time, you will reap what you've been working so hard for. You will reap in due season.
Amen.
Because God is behind it. Because the hand of God is upon you if you're walking in humility. And humility means recognizing that God's hand is upon you. And many times, sometimes, you know, what happens is the reason we feel so overwhelmed is because we're trying to carry things that only God can carry for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we try to fix everything, right? I don't know about you, but here in my house, I try to fix everything. We try to control every outcome. We try to solve every problem. But humility means surrendering our thoughts and ways and trusting God's authority. Have you come up with a problem and instead of you know, running to YouTube or running and calling somebody, have you ever thought about why don't we call God first? Hey, Holy Spirit, how do I do this?
Yeah.
How do I fix it?
Yep.
Right? I mean, the other day I lost my keys. I was freaking out, really, because I only have one set of keys for my car because I threw out the other set by mistake at work. So I'm frantic, looking. And I'm doing things. And I said, wait a minute, Holy Spirit, help me find my keys.
Amen.
And I acknowledged the Holy Spirit, and boom, something came into my remembrance.
Clarity.
Right? And I saw my keys on top of the bongas that I have in my living room. I said, oh, I never put them there. So I went back upstairs, right? Because I was already downstairs. Went back up. That's where they were. But the Holy Spirit brought me a picture, an image of where I had placed my keys. And this is what the Lord is saying. He's saying, you know, stop trying to fix things. Stop trying to control things. I am here.
Yeah.
Trust in me. Trust in my ways. Trust in my authority. And the phrase, mighty hand of God, you know, should remind you of God's power throughout Scripture. The mighty hand of God. Listen, it was the mighty hand of God that delivered Israel from bondage. It was the mighty hand of God that parted the Red Sea. It was the mighty hand of God that provided for his people, for the Jewish people in the wilderness. And the mighty hand of God is still working for you and I today. God is still working. He is the way maker and miracle worker. God is working within us, outside of us. He's working around. We may not see him working, but he's working because he's always working.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And hear what it says. When we humble ourselves under God's hand, we're placing ourselves under his protection, under his authority, under his care.
Amen.
I'd rather place myself under God's care than my own care. Because I know I'm gonna mess it up. And I have messed it up. And we live in a world that we are all going through difficult situations. And I know if I'm going through certain things, I know you are too.
Amen.
Right.
Because the word doesn't say that once you say things are going to be perfect. It doesn't say that. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus says in life, you will have trials. You will have tribulations. But then he doesn't stop there. He says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. That means we can overcome too, but not in ourselves. This is why God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. God's mighty hand is upon you. God's mighty power is upon you.
Glory to God.
Even the Lord Jesus, let's turn to Philippians 2:8. Let's go there. Philippians 2:8. Even the Lord Jesus, right, humbled himself. He demonstrated humility. So let's go to Philippians 2:8. Oh, my goodness. Philippians 2:8. And it's talking about the Lord Jesus. And it says here, and being found in appearance as a man, right? He humbled himself, speaking about Christ, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
The word is saying, and being found in fashion as a man. He was a man, right? He became a man. The Lord humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So he took on human form. He took on the form of a child. He didn't come out of the womb already speaking Hebrew, the Hebrew language. No. He was conceived, right? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he was born. He had to learn to walk. He had to learn to talk. He had to learn to eat. And even to think. God, who chose him to become man, so that he could redeem us by his own blood sacrifice. God sacrificed his only begotten Son, God, and the Lord Jesus sacrificed. He humbled himself and went to the cross for you and I. And the Lord Jesus is the supreme example of selflessness because he put others ahead of himself. For God so loved the world.
Amen.
He put the world ahead of himself. And if the Lord Jesus humble himself, surely we can humble ourselves before the Lord, before God.
Amen.
If he did it, we can do it too.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Going back to 1 Peter 5 and 6, because that's our main scripture for the day. So he humbled. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That he may exalt you in due time. So notice the promise here. God will lift you up. God will honor you. God will, right, exalt you in due season. And notice also the timing, right? In due time.
In due time.
Doesn't say overnight. It says in due season, in due time. And right now we're living in a generation that wants everything immediately. They want instant results. They want instant answers. They want instant breakthroughs. Right? But we need to humble ourselves in the sight of God.
And wait.
I mean, this is why we're doing a 21-day fast. It's not a one-day fast. It's not a five-day fast. I'm not looking for instant results. I'm just looking we're looking for guidance. And when we put God's ministry in the forefront, I can guarantee you that God will take care of you personally, that God will take care of you, your family. Amen? Because you're putting his ministry ahead of everything else. When God put himself ahead of everybody else, what happened? He died on that cross, he resurrected, and every single debt that the world had is already fully paid for. Fully paid for. And like Brother Mark read this morning, that Psalm, right? Brother Mark, you read Psalm 103?
Yes.
And that it lists in that Psalm all the benefits and the blessings that came when the Lord died at that cross. He became poor so that we can be rich. He He went to the cross wounded, broken, humiliated, so that we can live in divine health. Amen? And I can go on and on. God operates according to his divine timing.
Yes, it does.
Divine timing in due season. And yes, you know, we purchased land 2 years ago. It's going to be 2 years this May. But this is under God's divine timing. Amen?
Amen.
It's not like we're a church doing nothing. Every month we gather together. Every week we're praying corporately for the Lord's ministry to come to pass. For the Lord's ministry. It is God's ministry. It is his will becomes his bill. Amen. And where God guides, God provides. But everything is in his timing. And I know many people have said, I don't know why she the church was planned. I don't know why this and why that. Well, you know what? Have you spoken to God about it? Have you gotten his revelation, his vision on that? Because I know I share the vision that God gave me. My vision is different than everybody else's. Everybody's vision, every minister's vision, the shepherd of the church that God placed, everybody's vision is different. The mission is the same. We are here to share the good news and make disciples. My main thing in this church is to make disciples. That's it. I want you to be aware of the truth of the word, so that the truth of the word can set you free to walk in total freedom.
Amen.
So when things come against you, when trials and tribulations come against you, you will not be moved.
Amen.
Because you know who you are in Christ.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
That when you get a bad report from the doctor, you say, you know what? No, I'm not receiving that. By his stripes, I'm already healed.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's like I was talking to Rosie yesterday, right? About my one of the people we listened to, Barry Bennett, right? He was making a joke yesterday about Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack is the founder of the college that I go to, Charis Bible College. And if anybody knows Andrew Womack, he's been in ministry over 56 years. Amen. And somebody asked him, well, you know, what if a missile was released your way, or what if, you know, a bomb was coming to Woodland Park where he has his ministry? You know what he would answer? Awesome. Because he has no cares. He has absolutely no cares of the world. He doesn't care because he knows who he is and he knows where he's going. He knows who he belongs to. And that's how we have to be. Who cares?
Right.
So it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter. It matters what God says. If God told us to buy a piece of land, we're going to go and buy that piece of land. You know how Andrew Womack walks? He walks in obedience. Has he missed it? Yeah, he's missed it. But he walks in obedience. That's it. He just walks in obedience. I said, okay, Lord, you want me to do that? Okay. Is it against people's will sometimes? Absolutely. But God knows best.
Right.
You see?
Yeah. Not my will, but thy will be done. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the Lord Jesus humbled himself in the sight of God, the Father. Amen?
Amen.
And
Amen.
So his timing is everything. Look at Joseph. Remember Joseph and his brothers, how his brothers threw him in that pit, right? And he was sold as a slave. Joseph waited years in prison before he was elevated to the palace. Because he remained humble in that jail cell. David was anointed king long before he ever sat on that throne.
That's right.
And sometimes God allows seasons of humility before seasons of elevation. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So don't, you know, Don't rush God. We got to go God's speed. We got to go on His speed, on His flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why God has me in school still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like I've learned, that preparation time is never wasted time.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
The promise of the word is very clear. If we humble ourselves, God Himself will exalt us. And God, and when God lifts you up, no one can pull you down.
Amen.
Not man, not no enemy, no one can pull you. When God exalts you, no one can pull you down.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Peter 5. Let's go to 7. That verse 7. We read 6. Casting all your care upon Him. Right? Because the verse continues, cast all your cares upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the word casting means to throw something off yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Take it off. So the word is saying we cast all our cares on the Lord. If we are bearing care, we are walking in pride. If we are carrying the cares that the Lord is supposed to be carrying for us because we're not releasing them, you're walking in pride. We cannot be humble with worry and care in our lives. Because those are sure signs that we are still leaning onto our own understanding.
Yeah.
Right? And yes. This is, I believe this is one of our brother Mark's favorite scriptures, right? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let's go there. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
So it's about leaning onto the Lord's understanding, not on your own. And a lot of us want to do things on our own. We're trusting our own gut instead of trusting on the Lord.
Right.
We're trying to make things work by our own power instead of releasing those cares onto the Lord and allowing Him to work through us. It is His power that works in us and through us. So this paints a clear picture of taking a heavy load off your shoulders and placing it on someone stronger, like God. So in other words, take those cares, cast them unto the Lord, because they're pretty heavy, and the Lord never meant for you to carry any of this, and now we got to put it on His shoulders. Release it to the Lord.
Yes.
But it's something you have to do. You can't just say it. You literally have to do it. I'm going to give you an illustration because it reminded me, an illustration about a school backpack, right? I remember walking to school because we were too close to get a bus, and I remember carrying those heavy books in my backpack. But imagine if a parent, right? Imagine yourself or somebody else carrying a backpack, they're walking to school, they're carrying these heavy books in their backpack. And imagine somebody, like a parent passing by, hey, you know, I'll drive you to school. It's down the block. And the kid gets into your car, right, still with a heavy backpack on his shoulders, right? And the person's like, well, why don't you take the backpack? Why don't you take it off and put it on the floor or something? And he just, no, it's okay. So, and this is how we are. We carry all these burdens, but we refuse to give them unto God. We refuse to release that weight unto God. And a lot of us are still doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So notice here, you know, Peter says, all your cares, not some of them, all your cares, not the small ones only, but all of them. He's talking here, Peter's referring to here, your worries, your fears, your stresses, your family concerns, your ministry burdens, your health struggles. God is saying today, church, bring them to me. Bring them to me. You don't need to carry that. And sometimes, this is the reality, sometimes we pray about our problems, but we still keep carrying our problems.
Yes.
We haven't let go of them. We haven't released of them. Amen. Sometimes we see a person's life going just haywire and going totally the wrong direction. And what we don't get is that our job is to pray for them and release them to God. Because now they're under the mighty hand of God. And when you're under the mighty hand of God, boy, God can do some things behind the scenes. Because Amen. God is always working. God never sleeps. God Amen. Is always working. God is for us, never against us. So today, okay. God is inviting us to truly release those weights, release those burdens, just release them to God.
Amen.
Look at what, let's go to the Gospel of Matthew 11:28. Look at what it says. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So the way to get ahead in the carnal mind, how many of us know we still have a carnal mind, right? This is why we have to renew it every day, with the Word of God. But the way to get ahead in the carnal mind is to work harder, right? Because it's carnal, right? But Jesus was saying here that come to me and rest, because this is a place in Christ where all we do is simply in response to what he has already done for us. So when the Lord Jesus is saying, come to me and rest, that means, hey, I've already paid the price for all that for you. You should just rest on my promises. Rest on the things that I've already done and taken care of for you. We just need to simply respond. You know what? Yes, Lord, I'm going to cast my cares onto you. And I'm just going to rest in your word. I'm going to rest in your promises. Your promises are yes and amen. Your word doesn't return empty. So I'm just going to keep resting on your promise, Lord. And there is rest. You will receive rest when you release the weight that you're carrying. That's when rest comes in.
Yes.
So like this morning, like Sister Vinnie was saying about, you know, she had a restless night and this and that, right? But when we acknowledge the Lord and when we voluntarily humble ourselves and just release that restlessness, release whatever weight of maybe the weight of your eyes being heavy because of lack of sleep, whatever it is, release it to God, amen, and then rest comes in.
Amen.
When you release all that to God, when you release that worry, when you release that weight, when you release that burden, rest has no choice but to come in and remain. And this is what we have to do. If you're picking up the news of the world and now you're becoming anxious because of it, you just place a weight upon your shoulders.
Right.
Listen, you can't do anything about what's happening. The only thing you can do is pray about it. And this is why we come together week by week, right? And we pray corporately. Yes. We can pray for the world on our own, But there's power in numbers, because the Word of God says that when two or more are gathered together in prayer, whatever we ask, He will bring it to pass. So there's power in numbers. This is why we do corporate prayer week after week. Amen?
Amen.
So, but we need to learn to release. If you have a heavy laden on you, upon your shoulders, the Lord is saying, give it to me and begin to rest. Begin to rest.
Amen.
How many of us need rest? All of us. Especially today that we lost an hour of sleep, right?
Yes.
We lost an hour of sleep. So how many of us are missing that extra hour, right? I know I am. Amen. I was when I woke up this morning. Right? So the Lord is saying here, rest. Rest in me. Some people didn't notice. And yeah, that's because the phones automatically change, right? But yeah. We lost an hour of sleep tonight, last night.
Yes.
Oh, this morning, right?
Amen.
So, you know, so the reason we can trust God with our burdens, the verse in if we go back to 1 Peter 5:7, it's the reason why we can trust in God's burdens, because the verse ends with a very powerful statement and truth. For He cares for you.
He cares for you.
He cares for you.
Amen. That's right.
So why is it that we can confidently, right, cast all our care upon the Lord? It's because we know that He cares for us.
Amen. Yes.
And the Word of God says that He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Come on.
Amen. That's right.
The Lord spared His own Son.
Amen.
He delivered Him up for us so that today we can walk in total freedom. And He has freely given us every single blessing that we have. It's been a gift. It's a gift of grace. He's given us He's gifted us with His mercies. They're new every morning. He's bestowed upon us so many blessings that, honestly, when you really start counting your blessings, they're overflowing. Compared to other nations and to other countries, our blessings overflow.
That's right.
So notice here that we're not to ask the Lord to take away our care. He's not telling us, and we're not asking Him to take away our care. We're supposed to cast it upon Him. Why? Because He cares for us. And honestly, this is, when you read this verse right here, this is the most comforting part of the entire passage. God cares. Bottom line. God loves you. He cares for you. He's for you. He's never against you. And He cares not just about the world, not just about nations, but about you personally. About you personally. God cares about your family. God cares about your struggles. God cares about your tears. God cares about your future. And sometimes what the enemy tries to do, he tries to come in to convince you that God has forgotten about you. But the Word of God today is reminding us, right, that God's care for us is constant. Because God changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if the Word says that He cares for us, that means He cares for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Every single prayer you pray matters to God. Every burden you carry matters to God. You are never invisible to God. You may be invisible to some people, right?
Yeah.
You can walk in a room and people don't even acknowledge you or say hi.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
God is never invisible.
Amen.
You are never invisible to Him. Never, ever, ever. God sees you. God sees all about you. God sees your family. God knows what why you're feeling anxious. God knows all that. Our job is to release those burdens. And as believers and as a church family, we need to learn to trust God with everything.
Yes.
When challenges arise, we need to humble ourselves in His sight.
Thank you.
When the burdens of life feel heavy, we have to cast them upon Him.
Amen.
When we feel overlooked or even discouraged, we got to remember that God will lift us up, right? In His perfect timing.
Amen.
In His perfect time, He will honor you. He will exalt you. He will lift you up in His time. So God didn't call us to carry the weight of life alone. He is our burden bearer.
Amen.
Thanks be to God for that.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I got stuff that sometimes tries to weigh really heavy on me, and I say, thank you, Lord, because I'm just releasing it. I can't carry this.
Amen.
That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight on pastors. I don't know if you realize, that's a lot of weight on pastors, okay?
Yeah.
You got ministry.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm.
You got responsibility. Mm-hmm. You have accountability. God's giving you a flock to take care of, a flock to share the good news for the truth of the word. Amen? That does weight in many areas of ministry. And I am learning to, as they come, release. As they come, release. As they come, release. Amen? And that's what we have to do. So Peter here is giving us two commands and two promises. The commands are, humble yourselves and cast your cares. The promises are, God will exalt you in due time. God cares for you. Those are God's promises to you today. So whatever weight you brought into this service today, God is inviting you to release it. Because you don't have to leave the same way you came in.
Right.
Amen. So my final word to you today is, lay the burden at the feet of Jesus and trust the mighty hand of God in your life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. You are blessed this morning.